Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, it is holiday gift shopping time. And I have no trouble getting a nice bottle or two or three of wine. And it's so easy to go out shopping for wine, but sometimes it's a little tough figuring out what to get reliably. So that's the service we try to perform here on Seller Notes, giving you can't miss recommendations. And one of the best things to do is buy something you would like yourself.
Well, that's always been my approach. So the gift of wine for the holidays can be both intimidating and fun. I usually look for particularly nice bottles without breaking the bank. I also tend to look for bottles that may not be the more well-known labels. This gives the recipient the benefit of feeling that they are exploring new territory. So the next 3 weeks, I will feature some of my selections for holiday gifts, a show on whites, a show on reds, and a show on sparkling wines. So here are a couple of suggestions for whites. Duckhorn Napa Valley Sauvignon Blanc. That's the 2020 vintage, 13.5% ABV, and sells for $29.99. This is one of Napa's more successful brands with a number of sort of sub-brands. The most notable is Decoy. The Sauvignon Blanc has been around since 1982 and is a blend of 84% Sauvignon Blanc and 16% Semillon. So it has pretenses to sort of that white Bordeaux approach, but this wine clearly is not a Bordeaux in overall style. The wine also sees mostly stainless steel fermentation, but also 8% of it ages in French oak. Now, I like this approach because this gives a very subtle oaky nuance while maintaining a lovely fresh quality because of the stainless steel fermentation.
Yeah, you might just call it a touch of class.
I keep it well done. So anyway, the wine is pale straw. It has generous tropical flavors and aromas of lime and mango with melon notes. There's a balancing acidity that goes through with a longish finish, silky, supple, and elegant. This is a keeper. Moving on to a property that I had heretofore not been familiar with, from Brewer Clifton, who specializes in Pinot Noir and Chardonnay from the Santa Rita area. This is their 2019 Santa Rita Hills Chardonnay, also $29.99. The property focuses, as I said, on Pinot Noir and Chard, and the winemaker, Greg Brewer, was the 2020 Wine Enthusiast Magazine Winemaker of the Year. You can see it in the product, 14.5% ABV, pale gold, fragrant with lemon and tropical fruit aromas. The oak is subtle and restrained and adds just a hint of vanilla on the palate. The wine is fleshy and layered with a racy acidity and a nice long finish. I thought it was really good for the money. And finally, and I am a big fan when I can taste a reasonably priced real white Burgundy, from Chateau de la Craie, the 2018 Les Tourelles. This is an estate which dates back to the 15th century and is now owned by the folks at Domaine Serene, who I believe are up in Oregon. The appellation is Montagny, and it's a Premier Cru, and located in Burgundy's Côte Chalonnaise region. This wine is elegant, opulent, and classy. You will find that this 13% Chardonnay shows apple and stone fruit aromas with floral notes that follow through on the palate with a nice, taut minerality, followed by a long finish. It's $45. It's actually a really good value for Burgundy, and would make a lovely gift that I, for one, would be delighted to receive. I'll be very happy with any of these wines. So if anybody's feeling generous, have at it. And we'll put all these on the website. I'm Hugh Sisson.
I'm Al Spohler. Hugh, the hint is taken.
And you've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.